Okay, if you ride by and look, you'll see some small square-looking barns with metal roofs on them and sheds out on the front.
They're open? Are they open underneath?
No, the inside where you cured are closed, but the sheds underneath, the sheds on the front where you used to string it. What you would do is you place it on a bench. You'd have, generally back then it was a lady, a lot of times a black lady, but generally it was a lady. She would string to the backer. And what she'd do, she'd take a stick, be a square cut stick about big around and about 5 feet long. You put it in a stringing horse, which is just a thing that you stick the stick in and make it stand out straight. And you'd stand there, and she'd take a ball of the backer twine, and she'd have a hander on each side. And she'd reach over and get, he'd have two big leaves or three small leaves and hand it to her, and she'd take it and she'd wrap it one time like this, she'd reach this way and she'd wrap it that way.
Like some, just plait it kinda.
Yeah, but some of them could do it, slap it on her so fast you wouldn't believe it, you know. And I mean, you had to be a fast hander if you had a good stringer. And then you take the sticks and you carry it in the barn and hang on the first tiers. It had tier poles in there. And you take these sticks and it's just like stalls.
Uh-huh.
The tier poles maybe every 3 foot apart from 16 foot up to just about chest level down. And then the croppers would come out about 10, 30, 11, or 12, whatever time the bottom got full. The croppers would come out and climb up the barn. And we'd start passing it up and hang it on these tier poles, maybe 6-8 inches apart. And then when the heat went through it, after the barn was full, you put it on coloring heat, which was, you put about 90-something degrees on it. And leave it there about 3 days, and the tobacco would turn pretty yellow if it was ripe.
That's when it would get the color.
It would get the color.
Uh-huh.
As quick as the color got there, you made the color fast, you started raising that heat real slow. It's about 120, and you'd kill the leaf out right there, dry the moisture out the leaf. Then you had a stem big as my little finger, and you had to run her on up. Like Daddy always called it running up on the barn. He'd go run the heat up from 120 to about 170. And he'd kill that stem out like that. You'd leave it there till the stem was completely dry that you could break it with your fingers like that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that basically was what it was all about.
So you take the stems off?
No.
Then? No, you leave them on there.
You leave the leaves right there.
Uh-huh.
And you take it out of the barn, get it in order or in case. You carry it, put it in the pack house and pack it down till you have, till you're caught up enough you can take off some of it. Then you go the same way you put it on, you unwind it, laying it down, or a lot of people took a knife and cut it and pulled the twine out, the string out,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then you would sit down and grade it out, get the real pretty leaves and put it over here, and the second grade here, and the green over here.
Because they'd be mixed up.
Right.
Okay.
And then you make hands and tie it, wrap it around and
mm-hmm.
tie it. Then you put it on grade sticks. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly, 10 years after I remember first doing any of that, 15 years after that, then you could sell it loose leaf. You just cut it off and put it in sheets and tied it up.
And you didn't have to tie it on the sticks and all that.
No, you didn't put it back on gray sticks then.
Yeah.
But I know a little bit about tobacco. Tobacco.
Okay, that's good. I didn't know much about it. Now, I've seen these barns that I hadn't seen before out around that were like open. They had like a, how were they? I think they had a top, and then they had a wide piece that went out of the roof,
mm-hmm.
off of the roof, and then mm-hmm. it was all open underneath.
All open?
Yeah, I mean, you could see right through it.
Well, now that may be up in Burley country, but not down here.
Yeah, that was south of here, I think. Well, I don't know if they were for
that was
tobacco.
Probably for
hay or something
hay,
like that,
yeah,
maybe.
Probably hay barns.
Yeah. Okay. Well, did you have a barn that you kept your cows in and horses
stable.
And things?
Stable, yeah, that's
oh,
what they
okay.
called it, stable.
Did you have a place up above that you could keep feed or?
Small one.